listen before Yontif, we started talking about this new issue called Kofin Amidas Sedom, which is unlike this year and we had until now. This allows a neighbor to even trespass into his other neighbor's yard because, and under certain circumstances, by Kofin Amidas Sedom, the case we spoke about last time, Halacha L'maisa was a person's allowed to put a board jutting out of his wall over the airspace of his neighbor, assuming there's no problems with Hezek Rikiya, like there's already a window there, or there's no privacy anyway. He's allowed to put a board out over that airspace, because what else is the neighbor going to do? Kofin Amidas Sedom, if he ever needs to build something there, he could always remove it, and he can't just say, look, I don't like it over my airspace. We saw last time some Achronim wanted to extend that to even putting a porch over someone's property, where he's not going to use it anyway. In certain cities, we saw that they put it over someone's steps. Anyway, he's not going to build anything there. So what's the problem if I build it over your steps or over your driveway? And there were posts that said there also would be Kofin Amidas Sedom. So it would be the Amidas Sedom to prevent your neighbor from putting it over your airspace. You're not going to use it anyway. However, there we saw many Achronim, contemporary Achronim, want to make a chiluk between that board and the porch. Because a board is something that if he ever needs the airspace, he can tell you to take away the board. It's no problem. But if you build a porch over your neighbor's airspace, what you're doing is you're taking away some of his property. We saw that the simple story was that I own my property and all the airspace up until the sky. And if you take away that permanently, it's like you built onto my board and you say, look, I need an extra 10 feet here, you don't need it anyway, let me just build my addition on top of your property. Of course we don't say Kofin Amidas Sedom in such a case. There you're stealing from me, you're taking away my property. I don't have to give you away property, Amidas Sedom, even if I'm rich and you're poor. You can't force me to give you something as Choshen Mishpat, there might be Yardeya, Daka, but you can't force me to give you your property. So we concluded that most Achronim hold that you can't build your porch over the neighbor's property unless you get permission, because there he's taking away something, you're taking away something that really belongs to him. So now we're going to try to take this a step further. We're not going over the airspace, we're going to talk about cases where you need your neighbor's ground space. One case we'll talk about is you need to have a repair on your roof, and to get to the roof the repairmen have to use a tall ladder, and if they just put the ladder straight up the wall they'll fall off. They have to have enough of an angle, and that the foot of the ladder will have to end up in the neighbor's yard. And he says, I don't want your ladder in my yard. So can you force him through the rules of Amidas Sedom to allow you to keep the ladder there for the workers to work? Or you need another case, Shura Sedin talks about someone needed a refrigerator delivered to his house in Eretz Yisrael, and it was the way it worked over there, they couldn't deliver it through the person's own front door, it had to go around to another person's porch to get into his house. Can he force his neighbor to allow him uses of the porch for that delivery to get the refrigerator inside? We spoke about it. Sometimes in construction you need to deliver the supplies. You live on the corner of the street and your neighbor wants to build something next door, and the trucks can't get in there. They need to go cut across your property to deliver the supplies. Can you force your neighbor to allow use of his backyard to deliver supplies so you could build your addition to your house? So that's the topic tonight. So whereas we saw that over the airspace there is such an argument that I can use your airspace as long as I'm not taking over ownership of your airspace, I could use it to have something jutting out temporarily that you could always take down. How about using your ground space? Can I force you to allow me to use your ground space to help me fix my house, make an addition, whatever reason I need it for? That's the topic tonight.
Temporarily, obviously.
Temporarily, right. If it'd be permanent, so then it would be like last week, like last time. I need to permanently, put my building on your, I'm building a deck, and I need to put steps on your thing, so I can't take over your property. We're talking for this delivery or a repair. So we have to start again with the same sugi we've been talking about at the end of Cheskes Habatim, which seems to talk about what we need to talk about. The Mishnah on Ches Amidei says like this: Sulam Hamitri Eino Chazaka. This is the same mission that talked about windows we've spoken about. So here the mission also says Sulam Hamitri Eino Chazaka. An Egyptian ladder has no Chazaka. That means if someone put an Egyptian ladder, we'll see it's a small ladder, and if you put it into your neighbor's yard to be able to get up to your roof, you can't say that I now have the right to keep it there forever. You don't have a chazaka when you put a ladder, an Egyptian ladder, into your neighbor's yard. V'lat suri yesh la chazaka, but if you put a suri ladder in your neighbor's yard, so then you've established a chazaka to always keep it there, because a suri ladder is a bigger ladder, and if your neighbor let you put it there, it must be that he's giving you the right to keep that ladder over there. It must be that you bought it or he's mochel it, and therefore if you put that big ladder there, so then you have the right to keep that ladder there forever. You have that chazaka from that sulam, from that ladder. What's the definition of a big ladder and a small ladder? The Gemara in the Test says hechidami sulam hamitzri, doing the same sukkah we've been talking about, what's called a Egyptian ladder. Amri de Rav Yanai, the yeshiva of Rav Yanai said, kol she'in lo arba'a chavakim, as long as it doesn't have four rungs, that's called like a step stool. And if you put it into the neighbor's yard to go up to fix your roof or to fix something in your house, you certainly haven't established a chazaka, because the neighbor can say, look, I didn't protest that because you put a little step stool there for a minute. You know, I didn't think I had to protest that. I'm a nice guy. If you put in a big ladder in there, and you keep it against your wall and it's landing in the neighbor's yard, if you keep it there, it's always a shayrus, it's 3 years or immediately, but if you, whatever, however you hold, if you keep it there for a while, you've established a chazaka and you can keep it there forever. The neighbor can't say, look, I need a space now, I want you to get rid of the ladder. But that's not really our topic. Right here it's talking, can you establish a chazaka through having your ladder stay temporarily in your neighbor's yard? Now, they get to our sugya from the Rambam. The Rambam paskins this halacha. He says if you have an Egyptian ladder, you do not have a chazaka. If you have a tsuri ladder, you have established chazaka. So the Rambam then says in Hilchos Shechinim, Perakhes halacha dalin, Shulchan Aruch also paskins this, Lefichach, therefore, kishiyala bal hagah, lahamid sulam gadol, if the person who has the roof, he needs a ladder to get to his roof, if he wants to put in a big ladder, so then balachotze yachol limchasko. The owner of the yard could say, I don't want your ladder in my yard. Why? Because I don't want you to establish a chazaka in my property. If you put this big ladder here, then you could always claim that you have the right to keep it there forever. I certainly can protest that I don't want you to do that. I will imhemit katan. But if you just put a small ladder, a four-rung ladder in, then eino yachol lemano, then you can't prevent him. The neighbor can't prevent him. Why? Sharei omer lo, because the person who has the roof can say to the person with the yard, Eino lecha v'zehefsu, what are you going to lose with this? Kolz mashem tirzit tevat lenu. Whenever you want, just get rid of it. The Shulchan Aruch has loshen. Tinnat lenu, take it away. What do you lose? I'm not establishing a chazaka. The lecha is, this is a small ladder, it doesn't establish a chazaka. So maybe you don't lose anything by me keeping it in your yard. So the Magen Mishnah on the spot says that this halacha zelo niskar v'gemara, we don't have this part in the Gemara. The Gemara just talks about establishing a chazaka. Zelo niskar v'gemara v'biur. This isn't explicitly explained in the Gemara. Our niskar v'gemara b'har b'dinim, but we do have it implicitly in many halachas in the Gemara. What are those halachas? Shekol shezen nane v'zeh ein l'chaser kofen oso amidas sedom. That this is the typical halacha kofen amidas sedom. Just like we learned last time, I could stick this beam over your airspace if I'm not establishing a chazaka, and there's no hezekriya, because what do you lose from it? So the same thing, I could put my ladder in your yard to go up to my roof, because what do you lose from it? It doesn't cost you anything, there's not going to be any chazaka here, it's not a big ladder, there'll be a chazaka, you can take it out whenever you want, but right now I need to fix my roof, I can keep it in, or I need to go in my roof, I could keep it there as long as I want. Here's Masha, not just a one-time fix. I could keep it there as long as I want until you decide that you need to build something there, until you need that area. But just say you don't like the principle, the idea of the fact that I'm using your ground over there, that's kofen amidas sedom. So it would really, we would have an open shut case. At the end of the shiur, we could say, so the halacha is that if you want to put use your neighbor's airspace, ground space, in a case where you haven't established a chazaka, you're allowed to do a kofen amidas sedom, and that would be the end. However, it's not so simple. The Lechem Mishnah, never so simple. The Lechem Mishnah says, on the spot here, Hatur Hisik HaRaveinu Zal. The Tur argues with the Ramban. Shekaseh B'Simin Kufnon Gimel, in what he wrote in Simin Kufnon Gimel. That he said like this. This is what the Tur writes. He quotes the Rambam in Simin Kufnon Gimel, and then he says like this. Ve'eino Nira. I don't agree with the Rambam. De'ech Yishtamish B'Shachavei Rabal Karcho. How can you force your friend to use his property? And that's how he says. Now, what's the Tur and Lechem Mishnah mean? We do have a din, Kofen Amidas Sedom. We learned about that. That's all over Shas. We have a rule, Kofen Amidas Sedom, that I can force him to allow me usage of his property when it doesn't cause him any loss. Then Nenevez Elochos, I get benefit, you don't lose anything. What's your problem? What's it mean that Ech Yishtamish, how can I use my friend's property against his will? So that's something we have to talk about, and that'll be the crux of the shiur tonight. See what this lashon, what's this machlokes the Rambam in the Tur? Is it such an open shut case? When can we say kofen amidas adom? What's the Rambam hold? What's the Tur hold? And then hopefully things will be clear. Now the pashup shot in to explain what the Tur means is based on the Gemara of Baba Kama. We have to learn another halacha about Zenen and Mezel Chaser, and see what we've shown him there, and then we could see a simple shot of what the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Tur might be, and we'll see that that's really not the shot, and we'll come to a final conclusion of reconciling these halachas. So it's a famous Gemara we've spoken about it before, Gemara Baba Kama, the Chacham et Aleph, has the din of Zenen and Mezel Chaser, where one person has a benefit without hurting the other person, what the halacha is. So let's read the Gemara. Amalei Rav Chista l'Rami Bar Chama. Rav Chista said to Rami Bar Chama, l'chaveis gavon b'orta b'tchuma. You missed the board meeting last night. I mean, they weren't here at the tchum last night to hear what we talked about. D'ibayla milim ha'ayis, we were talking about some really nice topics. So Rami Bar Chama said, my milim ha'ayis, so what did I miss? So Amalei, the Rechista said that, you missed this shayla. Hadar b'chasach haveiro, if someone is living in his friend's property, shalom he died without him knowing, so the halacha is, the shayla was, sarach lalos lo schar, does he have to pay him when the owner of the house comes back and he finds out that this person was living in his yard, in his property, does he have to pay him rent for it? Oh, ain't sarach, does he not have to? Squire wants to know what exactly the case is. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ilim Bil Chatzid Alakaimula Agra Big Gavadil Over the Maker is talking about a yard that's never rented out. It's not something that's rentable. And the person himself usually doesn't rent out property either. He just goes and borrows houses from place to place. So what's the Shaila? Is that Lo Nana Vizel Chatzid? The person did not receive any benefit. He always gets free housing anyway. And the person who owns the house didn't lose anything because he never gets any income from his property. Ella, but the shayla must be b'chatzah dekaimela agra. It's a yard that is normally rentable. The gavra davar lemeger, and the person usually spends money. So if that's the case, also there's no shayla. Then nenev is a chaser. In this case, the person who was living in the house without permission benefited. He usually pays a certain amount per month for rent, and here he didn't have to pay it. And the person who usually rents out his property wasn't able to rent it. So people coming by didn't know to come to that there was a vacancy. They see people living there. They didn't ask him, could I rent your house? And he suffered a loss. Of course, you have to pay him rent for that. So Gemara says, what's a shayla? It's a chatzer where people don't usually rent it out. The owner doesn't usually rent it out. The gavra davar lemeger, and the person, though, who used it without permission, usually does rent for his living requirement. So Mai, what's the halacha? Masi amar le mai chasaticha. Can the squatter tell him, what is like, it's no loss to you, it's the end of his halacha, so you didn't lose anything. Or maybe the owner of the property can say, ha his honest, you had benefit, you saved yourself money. So each one is coming from different directions. What's halacha in such a case? This is where Chisus told Rami Bar Chama, you missed this discussion last night when you weren't here. So we paskin zen lo nen evzel lo chaser. We have a din kofin amidas adom, and halacha lemaisa certainly is. The Gemara concludes. The poskim conclude that simin shin samach gimel. We see that the halacha is you can't force him to pay for having lived in that property because you didn't lose anything. The fact that I got benefits, so big deal. What do you care? You didn't suffer any loss. You don't have to pay a penny. Of course, halacha is, we spoke about it, if you caused any loss whatsoever, so then you could say, look, you know, you blackened the walls, you did cause some loss here. So then you can say, oh, you want to pay. But if there's no loss at all, so you can't force him to pay. Now, there's a big machlokas we've shown him here about another aspect of this halacha. Tosa says that this whole Gemara is only talking about after the fact. After the person lived in this property, and now the owner comes and discovers him and says, what are you doing here for the last month when I was waiting there? She saw you living in my house, you have to pay me. And he says, what do you mean? You wouldn't rent it out anyway, you have to pay the mortgage, and you didn't know I was going to be here, I'm not causing you any loss. So in that case, you can't force him to pay. That's halacha if he didn't cause you any loss. But suppose you're going to Eretz Yisrael, and as you're going to your car, you see someone coming with a suitcase, walking into your house. As you're going out, he's walking in. And you say, I don't want you here, what are you doing? So I say, well, you're leaving, and I want to come in. Then, that is a little chaser. So I want to come in, and I'll stay here for the month. Will you care? Right? So Tosa says, clearly, the halacha is you can stop someone from living in your house. Or, you know, your kids went away to yeshiva, and you have an extra bedroom, and some other kid has company next door, and they say, look, you know, I'm knocking on your door, I know the combination to your house, I'm just going to go into your spare bedroom, your kids are away. You can certainly say, I don't want you in here. That's what Tosa says. The Numuk Yosef puts it a little stronger. Let's read the Numuk Yosef together. Kasav Hara'ah. Afagav the Kaimelin Ba'ama. Even though that's halacha, if it's zenena v'zel al chaser, you can force the person that he shouldn't act like people in Saddam. You can force him to give you that favor. It doesn't cause him any loss. You can force him to give you that favor. Hani mili v'kakos hashneim. That's talking a case where they have a shared courtyard. She'ein mishtamish b'shalol klar. We're not using that other person's property. You're not going into his house to use his house. It's a shared property. What can you force him to do? Elo she'yachol kofo v'midas adin shalol listam ora shalol. You can force him not to block off your light. And he wants to build windows in another place anyway, so Yasim in her where he won't lose the light anyway. So like we learned halacha, if you have a window over someone's courtyard, he's not allowed to build a wall to block your light. Now, if anyway you're planning on moving the window, and he wants to put the wall where your original window is, and you're planning on moving it anyway, say, look, I don't want you to build your wall there in our joint property. So there, kofa midas adam. You're planning on building another window anyway. You have another window anyway. That's where you can be kofin amidas sedom. Avol yishtamis b'shelo, but that you should come into my property and use my property. Klal lo amr. They never said that you can force me because of amidas sedom to let you use my property. Why? She'im I ata amr. If you don't say this chiluk, you won't find anyone, you'll find some people, but most, you'll certainly find that whenever you have anything extra in your house, word will get out, and someone somewhere will find out about it and come and want to use your property. And so that's the Nuka Yosef says, that even though we can't say Kofen Amidas, even though we say Kofen Amidas Adom, Tosu said it's only in the past. The Mukayosa said it could be in the future also in some shared property where you're not actually using his property, you're just trying to force him to allow you to do something that you would want to do. But to force someone to walk into his property and use his property, so we never say Kofen Amidas Adom, because then everyone will just start using everyone's property, you'll let the cat out of the bag, and everyone will start using other people's properties. And then Mukhi Yosef concludes Chayin Da'at HaRosh V'Ritva. Most Rishonim seem to hold this way, that Kofen Amir Sodom is only on the past, but it doesn't give me a right to knock on your door and say, I know you have an extra room, I want to use it. Or you're leaving, I'm going to use your house. I, the owner, have the right to say, I don't want you in my property. That's the Mukhi Yosef Shita. Mordechai has like a little bit of a compromise shita. He says that that's only talking where sometimes I could rent it out. It's rentable. It's something that could be a profit making. It could be if I want to do it. I could rent out a house. So something like that, I could say, I don't want you to come in here. But if it's something that it's not any profit in it at all, there's no money in it at all, so then you could be kofen amidas don't even to use his property because anyway, he doesn't make any money with it. And then other shitas seem to say you can even force him to use her property. I didn't put it down. That seems to be a das yochid. How do we paskin? So it seems like both the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, to at least certain extent, hold like this shita of Tosfos and Mukhi Yosef, maybe the Mordechai, because in this halacha about living in a person's chater, the Shulchan Aruch paskins and Shin Samach Gimel Sivav, he says like this: Hadar bechater chaver shlami daito. If someone's living in his friend's chater without his knowledge, Amelo Tsei, where the owner of the house said, get out of here, below Yotza, and he didn't go out, Chayiv Litzin, doesn't call Scharo. You have to pay the whole rent, because he told you to go, and I don't want you in here. If you come in anyway, so then you have to pay. Below Amelo Tsei, but if he didn't tell him anything, Yemosa Chater, you know, so you're the Scharo. If that chater is not made for a profit, I never rented out, then you don't have to pay him, because that's then, and it's all a chaser. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be clearly saying, like Tosfos, that this halacha of then of his other chaser is only after the fact. You've been there, and he can't charge you after the fact, but he certainly can protest in the beginning, and if he protested in the beginning, and you went there anyway, so then you have to pay him whatever the wages is. The Rama seems to water it down a little. Not everyone understands the Rama literally like that, but the Rama does seem to water it down. After this halacha, the Rama says, Dafka Shikar Darbo, this whole halacha of Zenen of Zalachos is only talking if the person already lived there. You can't force your neighbor, l'chachila, I want to live in your property where you're not using anyway. Even though we do have halacha, Kofen Amida Sedom, but welcome to Zenen of Zayn al-Chaser. Hani Mili, that's only talking with Dabar Di Boy Lehonus, Le Yuchal Lehonus. It's something that you couldn't make any profit of at all, like the Mordechai seems to say. But in this case, the boy baha chotzle hanas ilarviyach laatzvi chater. If I wanted to rent out my yard, I could. Just don't bother with it. Then ain't kofenas alatzvi chinam. You can't force me to take it for free. So anyway, at some extent, the Rama is also holding like the Mukhi Yosef. Maybe he holds only like the Mordechai. It's interesting in the Shulchan Aruch it quotes, you know, the parentheses, they say this is from the Mordechai and the Mukhi Yosef. The Achronim say they don't agree with each other, the Mukhi Yosef and Mordechai, because one says it has to be something you can make a profit from. The Mukhi Yosef just says flat out, you can't force someone to take your property, but the Shulchan Aruch certainly holds that way. Now, once we see this, we can now say, oh, so maybe that's what the Torah is talking about with the Rambam. Well, let's go back to the case of the ladder. Right, the ladder, the Rambam paskin that Kofen Amidas Sodom, if I need to get to my roof, I could put a small ladder in your yard where I won't establish a chazaka, and I could go to your roof because Kofen Amidas Sodom. That's the way the Magen Mishnah understands the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah said, well, the Torah disagrees, because Ech Yishtamish Mishal Chaver Avar Karcha. How can you use your friend's property against his will? So Pashup Shat is the Lechem Mishnah is the Torah are saying, we disagree with the Rambam, because even though there's a din of Kofen Amidas Sodom, that's only talking, like Tosfos says, that's only after the fact, after you've already lived there, the Mukhi Yosef. That's only after you lived there. The Mordechai, if you could rent out this spot, this little area, that's only after the fact. You can't charge the person. B'lechachila, if I own a certain amount of property, I can stop you from using it. And that's what the Torah seems to be saying. Ech yishtamish mishal chaver aval karcho. How can you use that property against his will? So the Torah seems to be holding like Tosfos, the Mukhi Yosef, the Mordechai, that you can't force someone who owns property to let you use it, lechachila. And it's only Kofen Amidas Sodom, if you used it, he can't charge you retroactively for your use. And the Rambam seems to take the din of Kofen Amidas Sodom literally, that we hold Kofen Amidas Sodom, and if it's not causing you any loss, you should let me put your ladder in your property. I don't care that it's your property, it's your chatzah, that you own it 100%, and I'm walking in your land and using your land. I have the right to do it because kofen amidas adam. That would be the simple way of understanding this machlokes between the Rambam and the Tur. And in fact, the Marsham does understand the machlokes that way. He had a Maisa Shaya, one of the cases we're talking about. Someone wanted to fix his building, and he needed to put his ladder, I'm sure, okay, he needed to put his ladder in the next door yard. So the person who asked the Shaila said, well, it says in Shulchan Aruch, on the Kufnun Gimel, he said, based on the Rambam, that Kufnun Amidas Adom, I could force you to put a ladder in the yard. Right? So I should be able to do it. Right? That's what the person who asked the Shaila said, that I own this roof. Kofen amidas adam, I should be able to put the ladder because the Rambam says the Shulchan Aruch paskins it. The Marshan though said, but wait a second, there's a lot of Rishonim that disagree with the Rambam in this. Right? We have the Halacha in Shin Samach Gimel about living in someone's yard, where Shulchan Aruch and Ramah clearly hold that it's not so simple that I can l'chadchila initially say, I'm using your yard, I don't care what you say. It's your property, and you can tell me you don't want me to come in to use it. It's your yard that you could rent out. You could say, I don't want your ladder in my yard. So the Marsham said, it's a machlokes v'shanu, even though the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass, and I think just passing like the Rambam in Kufnun Gimel. He says, it seems like he's so through himself later, where he does seem to say that you can't force the person in the Chachila to use that property. So anyway, at any rate, a machlokes v'shanu. And Marsham says the owner of the courtyard could say, Kimli, I'm going to say that I hold like Tosus and the Rush and the Mordechai and the Mugni Yosef and all these Rishonim who hold that you can't force me the Chachila to give up rights to my property. You can't be Mishtamish in my property, the Chachila, and therefore I don't want you to put the ladder in my yard. That's the way the Marsham paskin that shag over there. However, it's not so simple. Because what do you do? I mean, the Shulchan Aruch is not going to contradict himself. Here he says you can put a ladder in the yard, and there he says you can stop someone from moving into your house when you're not there because you don't say, Kofen Amidas Adom, that you could use my property. So what do you do with this contradiction? And besides that, this halacha that we learned last week, last time, that I could put a board over your airspace. The airspace, you own that airspace. Right. Everyone agrees that, almost everyone agrees, that you own airspace that's over your yard, and I'm allowed to put a board into your airspace. Why can't we say, okay, I understand it. If I did it for a year, and now I'm saying, oh, you know, I just found out your board's been over my airspace, I want you to pay me back rent. So they would say, Kofen Amidas Adom, even though it's yours, you never rented out anyway, you didn't lose anything, I had some benefit, you can't charge me for that. But why can't I say, okay, but now I don't want you to do it anymore. This is my airspace, I own it, and Kofen Amidas Adom is only in the past if you've already done it, but you can't force me to give up my property to let you use my property. And everyone agreed that you can do that. The only issue is if this has a Grihiya. But we saw the halacha is clearly that I could put a board over your airspace, a porch, we said, not because a porch there is permanent and you're taking it away, his property, that you can't do. But you could use his airspace by putting a beam over it. That we said, everyone agrees with. It's halacha psukah in the Shulchan Aruch, based on a clear Gemara, that I could use your airspace. So how can these Rishonim say that, well, Kofen Amidas Adom is only after the fact, you can't charge him for it, for what he used it. But if he wants to use it with Chachila, there, I can stop you. Well, we learned that you could put your beam over the person's airspace and he can't stop you. So how do you reconcile all these halachas? The case of the ladder, where the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins, like the Rambam, that you could put the ladder in his yard. We had by the beam that you clearly could put the beam over his airspace, but then when we get to living into his house, moving into a room in his house, there we Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can't move into his house with Chachila. If you were there, you can, you don't have to pay, but you can't with Chachila go into his house and live there. What's the difference between going into his house and living in his house against his will, where we say you can't, and using his airspace or his yard space for your ladder, where we say that you can? That's the question. So it seems that a contemporary Achronim, they all seem to say the same same Nekuda, Shimon Tadin, Mishkan Shalom, Eimek HaMishvat, they bring a Rav Shimon Shkat, who says Pshat and Tosfos. Tosfos says that you can't force me to give up my house to let you live in it. You know, we feel like it's not the right thing to do. You know, but on the end, are we being like Saddam? Someone knocks on the door and says, I want to use your room. And you say that, I'm sorry, I don't want you here. I mean, are we really being like Saddam when we don't let someone in? Is it the wrong thing? And Tosfos says, I can do it. So, why do we feel that it's okay to not let someone move into your house when you're away in Eretz Yisrael for a month? Okay, you could say because maybe they'll cause some damage, they won't know everything, but they do know it. So, you know, it's not something that can't be any damage. Why not? So Shimon says like this, L'chachila lecha kviya. You can't force them l'chachila. Why? Mishum de'im yekfuhu. Because if you force the neighbor to live in his yard, notlin mimenu shlitas beito. You take something from him. What you're taking is his authority over his house, his shlita, his rule over his house. I don't want you to say that I don't own my house anymore. This is my property and I have the right to do what I want. And if you force me to say I want to live in that room while you're away, or I want to live in that extra spare room that you have, it's a separate room, so I won't cause you any embarrassment. So then you're taking away my power over my property. That's something that most people are makbid on. It's something that most people be makbid, so then it's not midas sedum. Midas sedum is, they're terrible in sedum. They wouldn't even give out little favors. They wouldn't give salt to someone. They wouldn't give any favor. That's midas sedum. But there's something called normal. And it's normal to say, I don't want you living in my house if I don't want you there. But that's what Rav Shimon explains it very simply, this halacha, that you can't force me to give up the authority, my power over my property. You can't just force me to move in. So that's Rav Shimon's father. Based on that, we can start to unravel these different shilas over here. And Rav Shimon's told us a big svara in these Rishonim. These Rishonim are holding that, not everyone agrees with this, but I'm going with the simplest way and the way Shurasidin comes out. What we're saying now is that when we say that the chachila, you can't come into a person's house and use it, that's because it's not then that there's a lechaser anymore. It's not that I'm having benefit, I'm not causing a loss. I'm causing a loss to you because there's different types of loss. There's a loss of a monetary loss, and then there's a loss that I've lost my right to my own property to say who's going to live in my house, who's going to use my building, who's going to use my yard. I've lost some shlita over here. I've lost some power over my property. That's also called a loss. Now,
you're assuming that it's your house, let's say it's your rental property, your abandoned house, you have a town.
So it's still my abandoned house.
You're not living.
I own it, and I have a right to own property. There's no such law. We're not communists that say you can only own one house. I own 10 houses, and I don't want.
Nobody knows that that's your house.
But I know it's my house, and I know you want to live in my house, and I can say I don't want you there. You're taking away my ownership of it. Right? That's reasonable. But it has to be reasonable. For example, the Shura Sadin. The Shura Sadin is a collection of different poskim. So this one person wrote over there. He said like this. The halacha is that if I own a yard, I own the airspace up to Shamayim. So can I say, I don't want airplanes flying over it? Right? This is my airspace, and I don't want an airplane flying over it. So there, that's crazy, because if you have an airplane flying over your yard, no one's going to say, oh, look at this poor Reuven, he lost the power over his property, the airplane's flying over. If he's living in your house when you're away and you can't stop him, then you can say, poor Reuven, he doesn't own his house anymore. People just are squatting in his house without him, wanting him to be there. He lost his power over his own property, but if the airplane's flying over, that's not called losing property. And the way Hashem said, it has to be something that kati rov nishni. Most people care about it. Most people don't care if an airplane flies over. Now, if you're a school and the airplane's flying over near the airport and it causes that the children can't hear, so then we know there's a shiva like this, so then you can tell the airport and you make some arrangement. But in general, if you have a house and the airplane's flying high overhead, so then most people don't care about that. You can't say, well, even though Kofin Amidah Sodom, but I'm losing my power over my property. You didn't lose your power over your property like that. So once we see that, so we can start seeing these different cases in a different light. We can say that there might not even be any contradiction in all these halachas, because it's true, Kofin Amidah Sodom is only in the past. It's only once you're there, I can charge you rent for using my property, but I can stop you from using my property in the future. But why is that? That's only because that causes a loss to me. If you're going to use my property against my will, I've lost power over my own property. That's something that I don't have to do. That's called a chisar, and that's called a loss to me, and that's no longer mitas adon. But if it's something that's a normal thing to do, a normal favor to let someone do, so then once again we get back, that's like the airplane flying overhead. For example, in the case of someone, this was in the Shiva Siddhant's case, he needs his refrigerator delivered into his house. Now if you use the other person's property to get the refrigerator into your house, no one's going to say, look, Reuven took over Shimon's property, look, he's having his refrigerator delivered in his house. They'll say, no, what's happening is we see that we can't get it in his door, and Shimon is doing a normal thing to let the refrigerator go into his yard. So there you could l'chara force him to do it, because that's like the case of the ladder also. That ladder where the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Kofin Amidah Sodom, that you can put the ladder in his yard to go to your roof. Why is that? That's because it's a little ladder, it's a step stool that there's no chazaka established. You have this big yard over there, and you have, and he's just putting it in a little corner there to get up to his roof, and any time you want you could remove it. That's the Rambam's lashon, you could remove it any time you want. So that ladder, there isn't any, that's no breach of your power over your property. Look, I lost power, he's here against my will. Whenever you need that space, you could just come to go. Right? That's not like he's living in your house and you can't get rid of him for that month and you're away. Certainly when you're living there, he can't come into your house and say, I want to move in with you because this is my house and you can't take over my rules from me. But the same thing is, even when you're away, for him to live in your house against your will, that would be like taking something away from you. But if you're just talking about a refrigerator going across the property, so that you're not taking anything away. And certainly in the case we talked about in the beginning, the Marsham's case, right? They're arguing, the Marsham said it should depend on this machlokus, whether you can force someone the chachila, the Rambam, and the Yitur. There's no machlokus here, they're saying. They're saying that everyone will agree that you could put the ladder, like the Rambam says, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin to Lama. He said that you could put the ladder in the neighbor's yard because it's a one-time thing or it's a temporary thing. It's not a big ladder, it's a step stool that's not establishing a chazaka, not taking away his power over his field because he could take it away any time. So everyone should agree with that. What's the machlokus between the Rambam and the Tor? It's probably how to look at this ladder. The Torah says, well, I hold that putting a ladder is also something like, you know, a breach of his power over his yard, and the Rambam says no, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins know also. So the fact that Tosfos and the Mukiyot and the Mordechai say you're not allowed the Chachila to move into someone's house, that's no raya. They'll say the Chachila, you can't put a ladder in his yard. Maybe they would agree that Dibri Malkiel says it could be the Rambam agrees with the Mukiyot that there's a difference between living in someone's house and putting a ladder in his yard temporarily. Now we hear this far a little bit better, because the whole reason why I can stop you from using my property with chachilah is because you're taking my rights away. It's like taking away my ownership. That's a chaser. But if it's just a favor that anyone would do, like putting a ladder there everyone should agree that it's okay. The Emek HaMishpat has a similar case. He needs a person making his addition, and he needs to cut across the neighbor's merpesa, his porch, his balcony, to deliver the supplies. So he says that even if you need to do it, it's going to take a week or so to get everything across, to get it into your yard. That's a normal thing, a normal favor for someone to do, and you wouldn't say, well, I can't stand that. Now, if part of your addition project is to take over his porch for a couple months and he can't use his porch, it's not just, you know, delivering supplies, it's that I need to put the, you know, foundation over there, I need to put the something that you can't use your porch for a month, so then already that's a different story. You know, I don't have to give up my porch, the use of my porch for your addition. As in Hilchos Chashan Mishpat, maybe as a favor you should, maybe, you know, you should make some arrangement, but I'm not Mekuyev to. I don't have to I don't have to suffer any loss of my own rights to my house. He says a similar case. Emek Mishpat says that he had a shayla with someone. There were two neighbors, and there was a hole between the fence separating their yard. And this one second from the corner wanted to go into the wine business, and to do that he needed to have barrels delivered every month from the street through the Reuven's yard, through that hole in the fence, into his property. So the Emek Mishpat said that might be going too far, because if every month you're going to have these barrels going across into your thing, that's already like you lost some of the ownership over your property. If it's a one-time thing, it's something a favor will do, that is where we say this halacha. This is the approach that these Achronim had. The Achash Shulchan has a different approach to it. Daki Mishpat, another one of these Yigurim, has a whole different approach to it, but this is the way these Achronim are looking at it. They're saying like this: there's halacha coming up, there's halacha called Kofin Amidah Sedon. Yeah. Right, we're talking about the din is right now. Unless someone, what the halacha is, Shara will be afterwards. The halacha is like this: kofen amidah sedom. It means that if I use your property, then you can't make me pay for it, or I can, like the Numak Yosef said, I can do something that is not taking away my ownership. It's just here, or shutfim, I want to open my window here, or something that I can force you to open in a way that doesn't hurt me. That's kofen amidah. Everyone could agree with that. That you can't force someone to use you can't force someone to let you use his property. What's the swara though? The swara of Shimon says is because using someone's property is taking away his ownership, that becomes a chaser. So there, a bezin will paskin that the only time I can stop you from using my property is if it truly causes me a chaser. But if it's like I want to stop the airplanes from flying overhead, that's not a normal thing. Airplanes fly overhead. I'm not losing any shlita over my property. So the bezin will paskin in each of these cases, is this called losing shlita or not? So in the case of a one-time delivery, it's not losing shlita. In the case of a one-time repair, I'm not losing shlita. If it's something that's going to be ongoing, so that's losing shlita. If it's something that I'm going away and you want to move in my house, I'm losing shlita, I'm losing authority. So there the bezin will paskin each time that that you can't do it. If it's going to be losing shlita, if I'm not losing shlita, the bezin will say you have to do that favor. What I'm saying is, even in cases where you can't force me, like I'll lose use of my porch for a week, and he needs it because his parents are sick and he needs to make an addition, and so you maybe speak to his rabbi and he should tell the guy, look, to do a chesed to someone, but one thing, but then we're talking non-chosheh mishpah, we're not talking in Torah. But tonight, that just to know clearly what the halachos and dinei Torah are, that's this chilek that they're saying based on this Rosh Shimon. That which I can't force you to let me use your property is only talking where it's something where you're going to lose some authority over your property. It's like a heavy use, like living in your house, keeping a permanent, something permanent over there. But if it's not a heavy use, so then kofen amidah sedom. What we talked about last time, the porch, that there it was worse. Putting a porch over someone's property, there it's not even losing shlita. There you took away his property. Right? He owned that airspace and you took that away permanently. That everyone will agree is also according to what we said last time. Here